This is Peter. The waves aren't quite as bad anymore, and Peter says, "Hey, Jesus, I think I can get out of the boat and walk with you." And he probably did like I'd probably do. I'd say, "Wow, this is really working." And I'd sink. Why? Because it took my eyes off of Jesus. As Pastor Eric has been trying to tell us, you got to get out of that boat. And there's a secret about getting out of the boat. Because when you're sick, and you just don't think you can hang on for another minute, and the waves are thrashing you around back and forth and up and down, and you think you're just going to lose everything, you got to get out of the boat. And I learned this when I was scuba diving. As long as you stay in that boat, you're going to be sick. But the minute, the second you get out of that boat, it makes no difference how bad the waves are, makes no difference whatsoever, the sickness goes away like that. You've got to get out of the boat. You've got to get out of the boat. This is a picture of Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus, the great physician. Jesus, the great healer. The longer that I'm in a church, and especially this church, the more miracles that I've seen. And I've witnessed many inside these four walls. Many. Jesus is the healer. He's the great physician. And this picture will be tied to this one. This is Mary. Mary at the tomb. She was the first one there. What does Peter, James, or John? Scriptures tell us that Mary came with other women to anoint the body of Jesus. Christianity is the only religion, faith in the world that liberates and frees women. Every other religion, some won't even let women worship with them. Others say you can't preach. Others say you've got to wear certain clothes. You can't have a job. You can't do this. You can't do that. Jesus frees you, woman. Jesus frees you to be who He created you to be. My first class at St. Paul's School of Theology, I was asked a question, and we were required to write a paper on it. And it was about women in the pulpit. What did we think about that? And that confused me a little bit. I didn't quite know how to answer that. I didn't quite know how to reply. I didn't know exactly what they were wanting from that question. Because you see, my first pastor, the first person that I can ever remember preaching, was a beautiful lady, a wonderful lady, Mrs. Foster. So that was my first recollection. That was my first understanding of somebody standing in the pulpit. Jesus frees you to be what you were supposed to be. Jesus, the shepherd, tending to his flock. I didn't have any idea of what sheep and shepherding really meant until Jamie's little girls decided that they were going to raise sheep for a 4-H project.